You're listening to Bristol Bay and Beyond on KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger. Well, the Western world woke up this morning to news that the British voters decided in a narrow vote to leave the European Union. You didn't think we were going to let the National Desk have the only stab at this issue, did you? Well, we might have until we heard Morning Edition host David Green talking with John Yitzty. I'm having this discussion this morning.
In Britain, but when we look at the economy, I mean, how tied is the U.S. economy to whatever the repercussions are in Europe and in the U.K.?
Well, I think there are going to be some repercussions for the U.S. economy, but they're not going to be as dramatic as they might be in the U.K. and the EU.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we've seen today is the U.S. dollar is up sharply. That means that U.S. exports are going to be less competitive, more expensive, and so our growth could be hurt by that.
And there's our news hook, and here to explain why is a regular guest on this program, Gabe Dunham, who is the Marine Advisory Program Agent in Bristol Bay. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Dave.
Okay, break it down here. Why does that matter for us here in Bristol Bay?
Well, it matters because the strength of the dollar impacts how well people are able to sell seafood around the country, frankly. If we look at the exchange rates between the euro and the dollar, given this recent shock, we're kind of a similar place that we were about this time last year as far as the exchange rates.
And we sell a lot of salmon to Europe.
We do.
Okay. So for the past few months, we've been noting a little bit of optimism in the salmon markets. The supply of wild frozen and wild canned has moved pretty good over the winter. Farm stocks in Chile, Norway, and even now in BC have had some serious issues and setbacks. We saw Copper River Seafoods jump out in front this year and give their fleet a starting price that's up some from last year. How much does this Brexit and this change in the strength of the dollar set us back in your mind?
Well, it's unclear exactly how much it's going to actually, or if it does set us back at all, really. Like we talked about in past shows, you know, this is just one of the factors that contributed to a fluctuating price that we experienced last year. I think what's really going to matter in the coming weeks and months, and certainly as we get rid of the rest of this year's fish throughout the next year, are the decisions that are made by the governing bodies that basically are going to influence investor confidence in the dollar and the euro.
Okay. Before we let you go, as of this morning, how have the exchange rates to the dollar and the yen and the dollar and the euro changed as of today because of this?
Well, to quote a few rates that were given in the Seafood News story this morning on the subject, we've got the euro down 3.2% against the dollar, the pound is down about 9%, and the yen is down about 4% against the dollar.
All right, something to follow along here. Gabe Dunham is the Marine Advisory Program Agent in Bristol Bay. Gabe, thanks for helping us tie the world's biggest story of the day into our local news.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having me.